From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The stock market is taking a sharp dive today. Investors are worried about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Those are two quasi-public institutions that back nearly half of the nation's home loans, and they are in trouble themselves. Marketplace's Bob Moon is here now. And Bob, first, tell us more about Fannie and Freddie, what exactly they do and why they are so important to the economy.
Well, as you mentioned, Madeline, these two government-created companies either hold or stand behind $5 trillion worth of mortgages, and that's almost half of all the outstanding home loans in the country. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were created by Congress, Fannie back in 1938 and Freddie more recently in 1970. Their mission is to encourage more home ownership by Americans. What they do is they buy loans from banks, and then they repackage those loans as bonds or promissory notes that are sold to investors. Fannie and Freddie guarantee they'll be repaid, and then once they sell those to investors, they can take much of that money and turn around and provide more for mortgages, and that's the idea. Well, there's always been kind of an implied guarantee that the government wouldn't let these companies fail. And in the past few days, the White House and members of Congress have been talking about ways they might need to come to the rescue if they have to.
Okay, and we'll get to that in a minute. But first, why are they in trouble in the first place, and how serious is it?
Well, lately, as we all know, the market has turned sour. Fannie and Freddie are having to back up a lot of these loans, and they've been losing money. But just last night, the Office of Federal Housing Enterprise Oversight offered reassurances that both of them remain adequately capitalized. And a lot of analysts out there say the fundamentals haven't really changed. What's going on here is just a crisis of confidence among investors.
Okay, so what is the government going to do?
Well, just today, Treasury Secretary Paulson spoke out in Washington. He said the government's primary focus right now is to leave these mortgage giants intact in their current form, he said, as they carry out their mission. We spoke a short time ago to Josh Rosner. He's a consultant at the New York investment research firm Graham Fisher.
The government is in the process right now of considering all options. Now, it's really important that I think people understand that that's considering all options, not for an inevitability, but for a possibility.
Now, Rosner says the problem is this is something that's been developing for a long time, but Washington has been dragging its feet on coming up with answers and really isn't still accepting the seriousness of the problem.
And yet, the government is saying it will stand behind these two companies and not let them fail. So why are investors so worried?
Well, they're worried that if there is a bailout, they could be left holding the bag. You might recall the government rescue involving Bear Stearns. Well, the government didn't let that investment bank fail, but shareholders did end up with big losses anyway. Most of the losses there fell on them, and that's what Wall Street is worried about right now.
Thanks, Bob. That's Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.